Welcome to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Danielle Howard, a certified financial planner, shares insight into the financial tools, techniques, and temperaments needed to make the most of your retirement dollars and relationships. Danielle bridges the gap between Wall Street and Main Street, bringing complex financial topics down to earth. Danielle will educate and inspire you as you define and refine your version of prosperity.
Hello and welcome to another podcast with Danielle Howard. Today we're going to get philosophical, and if you've listened to the podcast already, it probably isn't going to surprise you that we're going to go down this route. But today we're going to talk about the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Now, this is a pretty deep philosophical thing, Danielle. What made you bring this up in your book, and how are we going to couch today's conversation?
Matt, I think that for people to truly understand how money works in their lives and to get the most out of it, that we have to peel apart and go a little bit below the surface. Just, you know, what's in our pocketbooks and maybe the difference between stock and bond strategies, et cetera. I think unless we understand how money works in our lives, we can't get the full value out of it. That's where we want to discern what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom, and how does that apply to our retirement season in life, and what can we do to make the most of it?
Okay, well, unpack that a little bit more. Let's start peeling that onion and tell us what have you found that's underneath. And actually, I'm sorry, I need to rewind here so that we're on the same page. Can you define them, the difference between knowledge and wisdom? And then let's start peeling back that onion.
All right. When we look at pre-retirees and retirees, you know, we've been around the block. And sometimes I think, you know, we know about money. We've been doing this for a while. But I ask people to pause and maybe think about that a little bit. We may be knowledgeable. We may know how to balance a checkbook. We may know what the difference between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA is. Knowledge is that information gathered. We can go out on the internet and we can do a Google search on a variety of topics. And we can learn, we can gain knowledge and understand, you know, basic concepts, financial literacy, investment, you know, asset allocation, diversification, all of those things I kind of put in the bucket of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Then we have to look at what is the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom to me is about understanding how to optimize what you have. In my book, it's an unknown author, but knowledge is recognizing that the street is one way, and wisdom is looking both directions anyway. Huh. So it's how do we apply that knowledge? How do we look at that knowledge and apply it to our own personal lives? When it comes to retirement, to that fall season of life, I think it is even more important that we take the wisdom that we have gleaned over the years. And I truly believe that as we get older, many of us, myself particularly, we've learned the hard way. Mm-hmm. We've learned about what works in our financial lives and maybe some things that don't work. Now, how do we take that wisdom and apply it to our lives? How do we take knowledge, the use of, you know, stocks and bonds or rates of return, and how do we then apply knowledge? What does it take to get a return on life, to steal that from Mitch Anthony?
Mm-hmm. I think it was my grandfather who said, wisdom always comes with a little blood and leaves a scar.
Yes.
So when you start peeling back when you peel it back, that are you peeling away just the surface level of education that people have to uncover their wisdom, or are you having that conversation to help impart wisdom longer term?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Okay.
I think people, when they either come into my office, read my book, listen to our podcasts, read my blogs, my goal is to help them dig a little bit deeper than just the financial modalities, just the tools that are out there. Yes, those are very, very important. We need to understand that Social Security is available to us and that if we continue to contribute to it, that at age 62, we can take it at early retirement, or we may want to push it off till full retirement, or what does it mean to leave it in there till delayed retirement? That's that knowledge. Then when I start asking clients deeper questions about what's important in their life in the areas of lifestyle, of how long they feel they are going to live, that's the big unknown out there. None of us have the magic crystal ball as to how long we're going to be around. What are you wanting to accomplish for your legacy goals? And how do we look at where Social Security fits into all of that? So again, that's a difference to me between that knowledge and then how do we apply wisdom to get the optimum amount out of Social Security based on a variety of different moving parts as to what is important to each one of us. And it may be different because each one of us has a different story. Each one of us has different goals. Each one of us has a different life that we are anticipating that we're going to, you know, be living down the road.
These are, as you just said, are very difficult questions. Do you mind sharing with the audience how you have scholastically and mentally prepared yourself to have conversations like this? Because as you had said, once you kind of get underneath the surface, I mean, that isn't always pretty and easy. Help us understand why you are not only qualified, but so experienced in having these conversations.
I'm living it myself. I think that the conversations that Mark, my husband, and I have had, and the training I've had, whether it's through Money Quotient, through George Kinder, through Mitch Anthony, through the variety of life planners that are out there and helping the financial services world change the conversation with people, as well as providing us with the skill sets and the tools, it's primarily listening. It's asking basic questions about what's important in people's lives. And my hope is that through this podcast that we can start those conversations in our own families. Sometimes it's between a couple that they've never talked about what's important about money. You know, all we hear is the media coming at us and what our neighbors are doing. And we put that into our own heads and say, okay, we're supposed to draw this line at age 65 and step over it into a life of ease and sail off into the sunset in white linen with a cocktail in our hand. But we don't want to buy into what the financial services world is telling us. We don't want to buy into what our neighbors are doing. We want to really search our own hearts, our own lives, to come up with what is truly important about this fall season of life. And each one of us are on a little bit different journey. We can't create that continuum for everybody, that everybody is going to be in the same boat. And so that's what I love about this process, is it's incredibly creative. It's incredibly individualized and unique. And if we can start these conversations, and if as financial advisors, we can sit back and hear people's hearts and hear their stories, then I'm able to better put your financial tools, all those complex buckets of different types of income that are out there, whether it's Social Security, whether it's your 401k, whether it's your home equity or investment income from real estate, we can start putting those together to create that foundation of providing you the wind beneath your sails to accomplish what's important to you.
Can you give us a couple more examples? So I think the examples of financial logic, that was very, very clear. I mean, Google, which is now, I think that's actually a verb, that you can jump on. I mean, you can watch YouTube videos on financial planning. You can do all of that stuff. That's going to take you to one level. Let's break down a little bit more of this financial wisdom. Can you give us an example of, I mean, obviously not a client example, or just something that you've experienced either personally, or you can, you know, meld a couple of client experiences together so not be specific, but of the epiphany after somebody does gain this financial wisdom?
When a person is looking at how to bring income into their lives, you have a lot of different options. And I hear things from people that maybe they come to me with questions. And what do you think about this investment? Or what do you think about this idea for making, you know, an investment? And it may not fit what they've told me about their risk tolerance. If somebody has come to me and said, you know, I'm a very conservative investor. What do I need to do to minimize my risk and yet still bring some income into my life? And then they start popping up with ideas over a variety of options that don't fit who they are. I need to be able to wrap it back around to, let's revisit your goals, what you're trying to accomplish, and let's peel apart your idea about this particular investment, because it may be a lot more risk than you were willing to put on the table. And I try to be an advocate for people to help them understand the different elements of whatever type of investments I'm either bringing to the table or they're wanting to get involved with. But we need to circle back around to, why are they doing these investments? Why is it important for them to, one, continue to grow in their retirement, rewirement season? And what are the best tools to use for that? Because if there is a disconnect between what is important to them and the tool that they're trying to use, they're going to have dis-ease. If we get into a market environment that is a little volatile, they're not going to want to stick with their plan. So we need to set things up to where they're going to be successful no matter what happens in their economic season, life season, or financial season that they are experiencing.
Well, that, a perfect example. I love that. Is very clear. That makes an enormous amount of sense. If they don't have that real connection with the plan, with the strategy and technique that you guys have come up with together, then they are going to come in, you know, with their sleeves rolled up and, you know, have shaved their head and start yelling at you about buying this sort of stock and this sort of bond. Right. So that to me is a really, really great idea. How do you help sharpen people's tools? How do you help gain that or help them uncover that wisdom? What would be some good things that our listeners could do today? And after they do these things, then they'll be even more prepared to give you a call.
As they are moving towards retirement and looking at what is important to them, again, we want to define, what does that mean to you? So start having those conversations with the people who are going to be impacted by your financial decisions in this season of life. Usually it is a significant other. It's the person you're sitting across the table, looking at them in the morning and going, wow, what's going to unfold during our day? And what financial decisions do we need to make to have to facilitate everything that we want to accomplish in life? And when you start having these conversations, so many times, again, we fall into this idea of, it's all about what our retired neighbors are doing. It's what we're seeing everybody doing on Facebook. It's what the financial services industry has said it's supposed to look like. It's the conversations that people have had at, you know, cocktail parties. And I've heard over and over again, I'm going to take Social Security as soon as I can because I know it may not be there. And I know that there has been some recent press on, you know, what Social Security is going to be looking like down the road. I think we need to harness that emotion that comes in any of those different areas, whether it's the fear of missing out, what we call FOMO now. And do we want to use that to drive our decisions, or do we want to, you know, is it going to be in a positive direction, or is it going to, you know, have us take more risk? You know, we want to be really careful. So for example, with the fear of missing out, we can either use that to move us in a positive direction. We can say, these are the things that are important to me in my life, and how do I use my financial resources? It doesn't matter what Joe Schmo is doing and what I see them doing on Facebook. I'm not going to feel bad about myself if I'm not traveling the world or if I'm not experiencing this, because I'm accomplishing what's important to me. That's what it boils down to, is really taking that introspective look over what is important to you and the people who are affected by your financial decisions, and then putting the tools and techniques and temperaments into place to support you with that. Is that getting us where we need to go?
Absolutely. You know, that's fantastic. It all begins with that conversation, right?
Yeah, and I hate to make it sound so simple, but really it is. I think so many times we want this complex formula. We want this, you know, we want to feel really, really smart. And a lot of times wisdom is very, very simple. And we need to, you know, it's okay to be simple. It's okay to take a look at what's important and how it plays out in our daily life. And then we'll grow the complexity on top of that. So, for example, you've got that little itty bitty seed that grows into a great big sequoia. The tree is incredibly complex. It's huge. It's beautiful. But it starts out with that little bitty seed. Mm-hmm. If you can look at what is truly important in your life and boil it down to some very simple values, your core, what do you want to drive your day? Then we can look at all the financial complex components, taxes and investment strategies and income strategies. And we can start building it from there to create this beautiful tree.
Great analogy. And I think that's a great way to end the podcast today. A simple question can lead, just like that simple acorn or that simple seed can lead to an amazing tree. A simple question, and truly having somebody in your corner who listens, who is there for you to bounce these ideas off of, to redirect, rephrase, reframe, help you focus and gain greater focus on what this fall season of your life looks like, I think is something that more financial services professionals need to do. And there aren't very many people out there like Danielle who feel comfortable in this realm. So Danielle, I just want to thank you for you being prepared and trained to have these conversations.
You're welcome. If people want to take it from there, you can download a copy of my monetary manifesto from my website, DanielleHoward4U.com. You can learn about my upcoming 8-week retirement course that we've got coming up this summer of 2018. And you can check out how to work with us individually by going to wealthbydesign4u.com.
Thank you very much. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you click that subscribe now button below. Or if you have somebody in your life that you know needs to have this conversation, just share this podcast with them. It's very, very simple to do. Just click the share now button below. You can share it all on social media or via email. Start the conversation. See what happens. And soon you will be able to have that retirement that you've always wanted. And with that, well, thank you very much. And we'll see you on the other side of the mic for our next episode very soon.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Done Differently Retirement Podcast. Click the subscribe button below to be notified when new episodes become available. The information covered and posted represents the views and opinions of the guest and does not necessarily represent the views or opinions of Wealth by Design, LLC. The content has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The content is not intended to be a substitute for professional investing advice. Always seek the advice of your financial advisor or other qualified service provider with any questions you may have regarding your investment planning. Danielle Howard, Certified Financial Planner, is an investment advisor representative of Cambridge Investment Research Advisors, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research, Inc., a broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Cambridge and Wealth by Design, LLC are not affiliated.